Rear, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Could the conflict between Israel and Hamas engulf the Middle East? ABC News contributor Robert Abrams telling ABC's This Week that he's concerned about the conflict expanding.
We can only hope that Iran and its proxies don't take this to a much higher level.
In southern India, 6 people killed, 40 injured when 2 passenger trains collided. In Acapulco, Mexico, the death toll from Hurricane Otis rising to 43. A gunman still at large after a deadly weekend shooting at Massachusetts State College campus, the one about an hour out of Boston and Worcester. Police looking for 18-year-old Kevin Rodriguez after 2 people were shot in the parking lot. Worcester District Attorney Joseph Early Jr.
The stay in place has been lifted, but this is still a very active scene.
One of those shot, a 19-year-old man, is dead. 21-year-old expected to survive. Hollywood mourning the sudden death of Matthew Perry. The Friends star found dead in his Pacific Palisades home jacuzzi Saturday. The medical examiner investigating. This is ABC News. Condolences pouring in from around the world for 54-year-old actor Matthew Perry.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is a schoolmate of Matthew Perry, who was born in the U.S. but raised in Ottawa. Trudeau writes on social media that he'll never forget the schoolyard games they used to play, and the world will never forget the joy Perry brought them. Maggie Wheeler played Perry's sometimes girlfriend Janice on Friends. She writes that the joy he brought so many in his too short lifetime will live on. And friend Alyssa Milano writes that Perry was always the funniest person in the room and the kindest. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Perry was found unresponsive in his home jacuzzi on Saturday evening, responders saying he was dead when they found him. The LAPD saying there were no signs of foul play on the scene and they're conducting an investigation. Perry opened up about his years of addiction to alcohol and painkillers just last year in his memoir Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Number one at the box office, the fright film Five Nights at Freddy's, an estimated $78 million domestically, that despite the low-budget film's simultaneous release in theaters and on streaming platforms. This is ABC News.
For WGBW 97.9, the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. A Brown County judge has declared a mistrial in the case against a teenager responsible for a fatal fire. Prosecutors accused Marcella Fonseca of setting a fire on June 7th of 2019 that led to the death of her 11-month-old nephew. The defense argued that the fire was due to faulty wiring. The jury deliberated for 6 hours but was unable to reach a decision. A status conference will be held December 12th. The DNR released important dates to keep in mind for Northeast Wisconsin hunters. Trapping season opens November 4th for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otter. Mink and muskrat trapping season in the Mississippi River Zone opens November 13th. Deer gun season starts November 18th, and deer muzzleloader season opens November 27th. For more information on all hunting seasons, zones, dates, and safety guidelines, please visit the Wisconsin DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
Right, do you ever have ladies
come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app, Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock. I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around, but actually calling it STEM is relatively new.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
2001 was just yesterday.
Why don't you just relax, Jim?
It feels like it.
How about we let Amy? How about more Amy, less you?
Okay. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 26. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs around 37. Chance for snow. Tomorrow night, 26. Overcast. About an inch of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the Talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Could the conflict between Israel and Hamas engulf the Middle East? ABC News contributor Robert Abrams telling ABC's This Week that he's concerned about the conflict expanding.
We can only hope that Iran and its proxies don't take this to a much higher level.
In southern India, 6 people killed, 40 injured when 2 passenger trains collided. In Acapulco, Mexico, the death toll from Hurricane Otis rising to 43. A gunman still at large after a deadly weekend shooting at Massachusetts State College campus, the one about an hour out of Boston in Worcester. Police looking for 18-year-old Kevin Rodriguez after 2 people were shot in the parking lot. Worcester District Attorney Joseph Early Jr.
The stay in place has been lifted, but this is still a very active scene.
One of those shot, a 19-year-old man, is dead. 21-year-old expected to survive. Hollywood mourning the sudden death of Matthew Perry. The Friends star found dead in his Pacific Palisades home jacuzzi Saturday. The medical examiner investigating. This is ABC News.
For
For WGBW 97.9, the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. A Brown County judge has declared a mistrial in the case against a teenager responsible for a fatal fire. Prosecutors accuse Marcella Fonseca of setting a fire on June 7th of 2019 that led to the death of her 11-month-old nephew. The defense argued that the fire was due to faulty wiring. The jury deliberated for 6 hours but was unable to reach a decision. A status conference will be held December 12th. The DNR released important dates to keep in mind for Northeast Wisconsin hunters. Trapping season opens November 4th for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otter. Mink and muskrat trapping season in the Mississippi River Zone opens November 13th. Deer gun season starts November 18th, and deer muzzleloader season opens November 27th. For more information on all hunting seasons, zones, dates, and safety guidelines, please visit the Wisconsin DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 26. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs around 37. Chance for snow. Tomorrow night, 26. Overcast. About an inch of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 39.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes?
With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Could the conflict between Israel and Hamas engulf the Middle East? ABC News contributor Robert Abrams telling ABC's This Week that he's concerned about the conflict expanding.
We can only hope that Iran and its proxies don't take this to a much higher level.
In southern India, 6 people killed, 40 injured when 2 passenger trains collided. In Acapulco, Mexico, the death toll from Hurricane Otis rising to 43. A gunman still at large after a deadly weekend shooting at Massachusetts State College campus, the one about an hour out of Boston in Worcester. Police looking for 18-year-old Kevin Rodriguez after 2 people were shot in the parking lot. Worcester District Attorney Joseph Early Jr.
The stay in place has been lifted, but this is still a very active scene.
One of those shot, a 19-year-old man, is dead. 21-year-old expected to survive. Hollywood mourning the sudden death of Matthew Perry. The Friends star found dead in his Pacific Palisades home jacuzzi Saturday. The medical examiner investigating. This is ABC News. Condolences pouring in from around the world for 54-year-old actor Matthew Perry.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is a schoolmate of Matthew Perry, who was born in the U.S. but raised in Ottawa. Trudeau writes on social media that he'll never forget the schoolyard games they used to play, and the world will never forget the joy Perry brought them. Maggie Wheeler played Perry's sometimes girlfriend Janice on Friends. She writes that the joy he brought so many in his too short lifetime will live on. And friend Alyssa Milano writes that Perry was always the funniest person in the room and the kindest. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Perry was found unresponsive in his home jacuzzi on Saturday evening, responders saying he was dead when they found him. The LAPD saying there were no signs of foul play on the scene and they're conducting an investigation. Perry opened up about his years of addiction to alcohol and painkillers just last year in his memoir Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Number one at the box office, the fright film Five Nights at Freddy's, an estimated $78 million domestically, that despite the low-budget film's simultaneous release in theaters and on streaming platforms. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the